called themselves patriots, which meant they were rooting for the Americans to win the war. But Storch and his pal were on England's side. Storch hated George Washington more than he hated the fleas that crawled around his curled white wig. Storch turned toward the kitchen and bellowed, "More meat!" Seconds later, Eliza hurried in, carrying a silver platter piled high with fresh goose. Eliza stood patiently while the men heaped food on their plates. She'd been up since dawn cooking this meal, but neither of the men thanked her or even looked at her. Nate hated living here with Storch, but Eliza had it far worse. Nate was his nephew. Eliza was Storch's slave. Nate caught Eliza's eye through the window. He pushed together his lips and puffed out his cheeks, his best Storch imitation. Eliza raised her eyebrow at Nate, a reminder that he'd better watch himself. Storch was always looking for an excuse to give Nate a whack with his walking stick. He would not be happy to see Nate's blue eyes peering through the window. Nate ducked away. He had hours of work left to do, but he needed a break from the heat. He went to a shady spot under the chair.